man, I'm so full on a Soulful Sunday. I haven't given y'all an episode in a couple weeks. I just want to touch on a couple things, just personally, man. And I just want to talk to my audience for a second. The few of y'all that just that just really listen, bear with me. I am in the car. You will hear the air conditioning going. You will hear the engine running. Let's just start with that first, man. I'm glad to have had my previous vehicle that was bought and paid for, my first financed vehicle. I'm not ashamed to say it. At 25, 26, that I financed on my own with very mediocre credit. No, I didn't go to earn your or scam your leisure university to go get my credit temporarily repaired. I would rather just go ahead and do it the old school way. I'ma just go off the head today, man. But I was really, you know, half of a blessing is the work. Let me say that again. Half of the blessing is the work. Half of the blessing is the work. You know, whomever you pray to, whether it be, you know, the essence of life, God, Allah, Yahawashah, Yahweh, you know, the seven attributes of the Orisha that made God, you know, whatever you pray to, whether it be that God inside of you, you have to combat, you have to work with that blessing with the work. There is nothing that is truly given to you. And the things that are truly given to you still come with a price. Whether you inherit it, whether it's passed down, whether it's transferred, you think that it's free, and it's not. It is definitely something in return. Your actions are the currency. Your progression is your currency. Your success is your currency. Or what? Or that's the meeting halfway point. But back to the car. Y'all know how I am, man. Back to the car. So his name was Rocco, right? Rocco Roosevelt, right? I think it was, it was just Rocco. But yeah, it was just Rock, Big Rock, and we rocked literally for a long time. He's been repossessed because I done been through some rough patches. Everybody done been through their rough patches. If you have not ever been repossessed, it is not a good feeling to come outside knowing that you ain't paid your bill because you genuinely didn't have enough money. It was a point. Per check, I made my car note. Every 2 weeks, I only made my car note. So shout out to my dad. We live together. Young men, if you ever have the chance to live with your father, or your father lives with you, or, you know, depending upon situation, y'all live together. Me and my father live together. He asked to move in with me, but he gave me so much more than anything I could ever do for him. I only provided the dwelling. He provided the world. And Dad, I love you and I thank you so much for giving me what I've needed for my entire life, which is that piece of life from a father. Now back to the car. When you get repossessed, and I only bring up my father, I only bring up my dad because when my car was repossessed, at 4:30 in the morning, he would take me all the way to Westlake and drop me off at Wells Fargo, where I just got my job, right? And he would come all the way out there, and he would pick me up. And this is before and after he went to work. I thank God for my father. He's not just my dad. He's my father. Anything that happened early on, he was a child. Anything happened earlier on, he was a young man going through some things. Even him and my mother didn't get along or whatever may have happened, I have enough to say, regardless of what happened with y'all, that's y'all. My dad is my motherfucking father. Do you hear me? Let your dad be your father. But back to the car. So, you know, it was a few things that I dealt with when I had my car. And you know, we rocked and, you know, water pumps and stuff like that. You know, shout out to my cousin for going half with me on it. You know what I'm saying? And I put up the other half, you know. But it just went out on me. I didn't have no air conditioning for about 3 years. You know, I was an irresponsible nigga at that point. I will say that. I was an irresponsible nigga. And the reason why I say this is because I had 3 stimulus checks to get my shit right, which is why wealth has to, you have to have practice with wealth. But we're not going to get into that. We're going to stay on the car. So I could have fixed multiple things on my car with that stimulus check, but I felt as though I needed to spend that money and be stupid, right? So that resulted in getting another car. My boy Roscoe Red. My boy, Roscoe Sebastian Red. Nice Nissan Altima SR with the black rim stock tint. You know, he got a cigarette burn in the passenger seat. He come with air. I take care of him. He look good. I wash him. You know, I spray the inside, you know, with wonderful scents. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit it now with the vanilla. You know what I'm saying? I ran out of melon. About to hit him with the vanilla. But I tell you this. Oh, I ain't got no vanilla. Oh, man. Golly. But anyway, I will say this. I am grateful. I do thank my family because, you know, for doing things for Rock and Roscoe. And I want to be in a position where I can do just as much, if not more. But let's talk about that today, right? Now, let's go back to the blessing and the work. Your family is the blessing. What you do is the work. I'm not the most perfect person. I've stolen. I've shortchanged. I've sinned in a major way. I know what it's like to be not shit. You know what I'm saying? I know what it's like to be a taker. But let me tell you something. For all you niggas that's taking, try giving. When you give and you provide a motherfucker with something and you see him thrive, you don't even have to speak. You smile on the inside. And I want to cry because that's how I feel when I give. You ever just, you know, and you know what? I may be new to what some of y'all have done, but I know I'm speaking to that person on this Sunday because it ain't a lot of us that have actually, you know what I'm saying, given to someone. that have actually been able to say, you know what, I've helped that person. I've given them the tools, legit tools. I've helped someone out the gutter, and they have not went back. That's the goal. You want to give them enough without crippling them. You know, some people you just can't help, but you try. But it lets you down a little bit because they fall right back down, or they weren't listening all the way, you know. And again, y'all, just, you know, nothing specific. I wanted to give y'all my mind today. I wanted to give y'all my thoughts today. It's so much in the world that, and I'm going to go from subject to subject, so please forgive me. It's so much in the world that we look at and we say, you know, we're thankful for. Are we really? Are we really thankful? Or do you want more? Are you thankful because it's only what you have right now? Or do you want more? Are you truly thankful? Or are you secretly, or do you have a thought process that if more comes along, damn what you said, you gonna jump on that opportunity. But how will it come when you're just thankful? So is it okay to be thankful for what you have? Or do you say, what I have is cool, but I want more? Let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about government. You know, I like that. Let's talk about that. You have people who will work for less and say, I'm thankful for what I got, and yet struggle. I want to talk to you. You have to have a serious problem. Or let's say this, you must lack the confidence. But I want to give you confidence today. Anything you want to do, I'm telling you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You are able to do it. Whatever it is, yes, you can. Just like Professor Clump, yes, you can. You are able. You are driven. You are ambitious. You are everything you need to thrive. You are every bit of the person that you know you are. If you believe that God dwells within everything, then what does that make you? You might be a smaller manifestation of what you believe in. But all that talk, when people say you got the faith of a mustard seed, show me your mustard seed. A mustard seed of God is better than any amount of evil that you can produce and or manifest. A small amount of that God is anything that is compiled of evil. And I know that's not what I said. I'm trying to repeat it, but you understand what I'm saying. The smallest God can take down the greatest evil. The smallest amount of God can take down the greatest evil. I don't bring up the Bible a lot, but when I do, I make it make sense. You have David and Goliath. That small rock, and I question the size of that rock. But it was a YouTube short. I seen a man, and feel free to look at it. There are people in the world called rock slingers. And they take cloth and they put rocks in the cloth and they act, and it's not even a slingshot. It's like it might be an older version of the slingshot, but they take this specific type of cloth. And they put the rock in the loop. So they're holding both ends in one hand, right? And they swing it and they release at a certain point. At a certain point, they release the cloth like you would a slingshot. And it's going so fast that the force of this little bitty rock. Some analysts and some people who like myself, I deal with AWS. So the speed of that rock, due to analytics, by the numbers, is said to be a fraction of a bullet being fired out of a gun. You wouldn't want to get shot, right? Whether it's a fraction or the full force, you are not trying to feel that. David literally had a gun. Now, I don't care how big you are. That bullet gonna tear right through that frame, the muscles. Your bones, your tendons, everything you got is gonna tear it down. It's gonna tear it right down. Do you hear me? It's gonna tear it right down. But that small rock that took down that big, you know, this colossal of a giant. David was able to do this. For my Davids out there, the rock is not physical. Outside the biblical story, outside the allegory, outside of the story, there is something to take away. What you need to take away, the rock is inside you. Brother, the rock is inside you. Sister, the rock is inside you. Allies, the rock is inside you. Accomplices, the rock is inside you. No matter how big your opponent, the rock is always going to be so much bigger than your opponent. The rock is going to be so much bigger than what you thought it would be. The rock is always going to supersede whatever you are faced with. You can do whatever you need and want to do. So what you currently have, you do not have to be content. Use what you have as stepping stones to get to your pinnacle. And if you see something higher, make plans to get higher than that. Yes, you can. But don't strain yourself. Now, this is another conversation. You got to be able to build yourself up. You got to be able to utilize the resources. Elliot, wonder if I don't have any resources. That's a problem. That's a problem. A lot of people don't have the resources. A lot of people don't have the tools. A lot of people don't have what they need in order to thrive in the world. That's an issue. That's a problem. I know that's an issue. I know that's a problem. Black folks, when it comes to government, I want you to do a couple of things. In your county, in your city, and in your state, I want you to look at who your officials are. I want you to look at who your city council members are. I want you to look at who your state representative is. I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're independent. And I don't care if they're Green Party. I don't care who they represent. When black folks know who's doing something, you can no longer blame yourself, or you can blame the black community. And when you know who is making the decisions, who is pulling the strings, you know, now you know why you don't have certain grocery stores to where you can't eat properly. Now you know why you don't have financial institutions that support you. Now you don't know or provide loans with low interest rates, grants in order to provide funds to establish small business and to establish what we want and call communities. Now you know why schools don't have the resources that they need to provide knowledge, to provide knowledge, to provide knowledge in education. The reason why I say knowledge is because knowledge is not education. Knowledge is better to have than just an education. Education can be considered as mind control. Education could be considered as somebody telling you what to do. Listen to me. Don't hear me. Listen to me. Don't hear me. Listen to me. Don't hear me. Listen to me. The knowledge will give you more than an education. The knowledge will teach you how and what you need from education. But see, these things are determined upon the people. These things are determined upon the people that I want you to know the names of. Your city councilmen, city councilwomen, your neighbors. I mean, not your neighbors. Not your neighbors, I'm sorry. But your city councilmen, your city councilwomen, your mayor, your governor, your state rep, the person that represents you, whether they're in Congress, Senate, House, the person that is from your state that knows your issues, no matter what city you're in, you are going to be represented by this particular person or those particular people. Your city is determined by votes in a room that consists of a meeting of 2 hours, maybe three on a good day. 1 to 2 meetings a month at city council can determine whether you have a particular resource or set of resources in your city and or your county or your state. Excuse me. Your area sometimes is determined by one person getting gauging the temperature of people in the city, the county, the state that you live in, the area that you live in. Considering the population, whether that be, whether you think that's class, whether you think that's race, ethnicity, nationality, or something simple as shades of color, you have to pay attention to these things, because this is what determines what's there to provide you with a better life. Resources that can help you provide yourself and or others, provide you or you provide them a better life. What you put in your body, you know, places that have, you know, places where you can go eat and different things of that nature, and you can get good food and you can get nourishment and things of that nature to provide you with a better your body with a better system to determine your mindset. And I'm against mindset, but when it has something to do with your well-being, your mindset does come into play. Not with government, because you have to physically make the change. Now, I will say that mindset to make a change is something that you control. But when you want to gain control, you cannot negate the work. That, rewind, that comes back to the blessing met with the work. And even when you think it's free, it's not, because you always pay a price. But for those who don't think that your vote matters, you're speaking nationally. I said this too. I will not be a hypocrite, but when I started going to at least one town hall or city hall meeting a month, I saw how much of a difference who you put into place locally changes a neighborhood. It changes an aspect of life. Your children, for those of you who have children, your children are not inspired. Yes, they are. Your children are inspired and affected by the changes made in a neighborhood. Shout out to my brother's friend. Good kid. Great kid. Awesome. No, he's not a kid. He's not a kid. Great young man. And my brother's going to become that same great young man. And I'm on his ass constantly. He don't listen. Who did? Young black man in America, you don't even know who to trust. You can't even trust your own family sometimes. I get it. So I'll give him some time. But I'm proud of him. In college, no criminal record, never been to jail, never needed to fight. I'm proud of that. I am so proud of that. Never had the need to be around hooliganism. Knows when to move around and knows when he's being used. Big heart. I love that for him. I wouldn't want him to be cold. I would want him to be embraced and a loving person. I wouldn't want him to be around fakes, frauds, and phonies. But back to my brother's friend. The young man aspires to be a firefighter, but he wants to also go to school and play college ball for the experience, and he's damn good at it. He's also a damn good wrestler, too. For those of y'all who know what I'm talking about, much love to y'all and even more to him, right? So let's just look at it like this. The man wants to be a firefighter. The last city hall meeting I went to, shout out to Peyton Jackson, who is very independent but running as a Republican, who is very independent in running as a Republican, but has a black agenda and wants to do things for black folk, and has black folk ranked first, second, and third on her agenda, that was there that day and who spoke at Plano City Hall, right? So now let's think about this. Let's think about this. I went there early. I took off half of the day. Went up there from 4 to 6 o'clock. They discussed city affairs. You had the police department asking for millions of dollars for facilities. You had the fire department that was provided millions of dollars in order for a facility to be built and to be established. Did you hear what I just said? You have a fire department that asked and had millions of dollars for a facility to be built, and that was established, but it was all the way on the other side of town where you have very few blacks that move from other states thinking that there's black folks on that side of town, or that that side of town is the most lucrative. But then you have the east side of town, and this is just my city, you have the east side of town where you have, you know, a lot more minority, but predominantly African Americans, black Americans, descendants of American slavery, and blacks abroad, right? So this is where my brother's friend resides, on the east side, from the east side. Now, this same problem is going around all over the country. But back to the topic, right? So there is a firefighter's facility for training, and it's immaculate. It looks great, but it's nowhere near this young man that aspires to be a firefighter. And I found that very strange that something that would be lucrative for him is what is not and was not exercised, right? Is what is not and what's not exercised on that side of town. Now, if more of us in mass knew who made these decisions, what their names are, who we vote for, when we vote, what we demand them to do, what we expect them to do before we vote for them, the call to action, if we put you in place, what we need and what we look for, things will get a lot better. Which you inspire, which and a lot of things will start popping up. The education system will be better in schools with more resources. The chain of command of business and the order of operations would become better in corporations when those corporations move to those particular areas, because they see the education is better, the source of food is better, which makes the people better in order for them to thrive, in order for them to have progression, in order for success to be the normal, in order for generation success and generational success and transfer and eventually building what you're looking for, the wealth, to be the norm. Your determination, your inner power, your enthusiasm, your ambition will also change as well. All of what I just said goes into your own thought process and in your mind. you go to a neighborhood that has resources to feel better about your situation, but the neighborhood that you moved out of, there's someone younger looking at you, abandoning them and where they come from, instead of showing them that you can fight. Did someone abandon you? Did the people before you abandon you? That's what I would like to know. If this is true, don't be them. Become something else. Become something different. I said I was gonna give y'all my mind, and let's talk about your boy Deion, man. Deion is a hell of a motivator. Deion is a hell of a guy. Deion has been through much adversity, but he almost lost last night. Triple overtime. His sons came through when they needed to. The team came through when they needed to. They tasted defeat in another way. They saw the end, but still won. And when I say they need to focus on the loss, this is what I'm talking about. They lost morale. They lost battles within the game. They were flustered. Shout out to Chill Withers, a.k.a. Craig Smith. He had a bar in one of his lines that says, "A pissing contest goes to the man with the weaker bladder." Let me say that again. A pissing contest goes to the man with the weaker bladder. Colorado University's bladder was weak. Not the fact that they're not a great football team. Not the fact that they're not a well-coached football team. Not the fact that they were, that they have, you know, the intangibles, but they allowed themselves to be broken in a different way. They looked mentally and physically defeated at one point. They lost a mental war. And in their mind, they had to start another war towards the end of the game. That hardly ever works. They were playing Colorado, a determined Colorado State. If you didn't have your eyes on number 8 defensive end by the last name of Kamara for Colorado State, you don't really know football. That man applied so much pressure, it allowed everyone else to get a sack while he had multiple QB hurries and multiple sacks. That man is going to be a problem. And he'll probably go, maybe he'll be a steal in the 5th or 6th round this upcoming draft or next. He is a dog. And we figured out Colorado are dogs, but when they meet bigger dogs, is the dog still in them? Is the dog as big as we think? The bark sound big, but is the bite hard? Pause. Is the bite hard? Pause again, right? We got to start thinking about these things. Before we go, you know, into whatever we go into, You know what I'm saying? Before we start dealing with what we start dealing with, even in life or you know, just to relate it to the game, you got to make sure that bite hit hard as that bark. You got to make sure that mind cannot be broke. And you can't write checks that your ass can't cash. Because, man, that check was about to bounce last night. But next week they got Oregon. Oregon just put up 55 points. Oregon ain't playing no games. Oregon ain't come out talking no nothing they gonna put up. Do you hear me? Hey, man, I wish Prime the best of fortunes. I invoke all the energy into them young men, especially them young men that came from HBCU and said that I can't. They showing you I can. Let me go work out, and I'm going to come back with a part two. I'm going to bless y'all with two of these today.